It's finally June, and we've got you covered on the Three Rivers Arts Festival and the sometimes regrettable decision to eat a lobster burger. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club.
Social Club for the weekend of Friday, June 3rd, 2016. Hi, I'm Josh Wallerson. I'm from 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station. Sarah Kovash is our very able digital editor?
Digital editor, multimedia
Sherpa
editor. I like Sherpa. That's
all,
a new one.
All around capable person in the office.
Twitter goddess.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You can put that on your business card.
I would love that.
Rachel Carlson, of course, is Community Director of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you guys doing? I didn't see you last week.
I know.
We missed you.
We talked all about pools.
Yeah, we missed the testosterone of your in your quippy comments.
It gets a little girlfriendy when it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
I do think that I bring a lot of machismo to any space that I enter.
Absolutely. I like that.
That's kind of my role around here.
Good one.
Yes. Well, we do have a very feminine office, actually. So
it is good. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's a well, double X.
Well, hey. We are ruling the world, so.
Fair enough. You know, it's time, I think.
I think so, too.
Hey, thanks for supporting us.
Hey, you bet.
You know what it's also time for?
The Three Rivers Arts Fest!
Yay! So it is. Hey, all right.
And
I
also
love
time for
Fest.
Me, too. Also time for rain, probably, too, because that's the old adage is that Arts Fest comes in, so does the rain.
Yeah. Well,
but hopefully we'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine because it's warm.
Lovely. And it's like, it's Arts Fest, and it's also, is the regatta still happening or did they move that?
That's 4th of July.
Yeah.
Josh, you're totally off on your,
Didn't that used to be the same weekend?
No. No, that's 4th of July. We were skipping ahead a little bit. There's a lot of boats on the river.
Maybe people that's boat. What I'm thinking of. Is Kenny Chesney in town or something?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like he comes around a lot.
Wasn't he banned at one point?
He was banned. I don't know that he actually was.
I think he just had to clean up his mess.
Yeah.
Oh, but now he's back. I think he's
a stick in a bag.
Yeah.
The trash can.
I would love to see that. Yeah. Actually, I'm not a
That's
country.
Why he wears those tank tops. Doesn't want to get his sleeves dirty while he's cleaning.
Oh, my gosh. No. This is ridiculous. Well, so Arts Fest is...
Yeah, sorry, I totally derailed you there. Arts
it's
Fest
okay.
is where we started.
Well, it's
officially... Speaking of less crazy concerts.
Oh, what? Wait, what?
Wait.
Because there's so many musical acts at the Arts Fest.
I know, there are a lot.
Did you go to Beyonce?
I didn't.
No, that's tonight. Well,
oh.
Well, that was on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're taping on Tuesday, but it is going... It did happen, I should say. Beyonce brought her fierceness. I'm sure we will be hearing about
it. What was your favorite part of last night's Beyonce concert?
Well,
the fan in her hair.
Yeah, reading all the tweets during it since I didn't go.
Yeah. Seriously. But I'm sure have FOMO looking
I'll
at all
I'll go home and watch
the...
Lemonade finally.
Oh, well, illegally. Download it somehow.
I don't know.
It's
figure
okay.
it out.
Well, the Arts Fest. So officially
on task,
kicks,
as always.
Yeah,
so kicks off today, Friday.
Yes, very exciting because they're actually doing a official opening night party this year. So they've never done this before. It is on the Gateway Clipper, and it is a totally affordable $35, which I think is a fantastic price to ride on the Gateway Clipper and enjoy some good drinks and some live music, some food, and sail the Three Rivers, which the Gateway Clipper, as I probably said before, is one of my favorite things about Pittsburgh because you get a great vantage point, and that is from 5 to 8 p.m., and you got to get there early so you don't miss the boat, but
it officially, don't miss the boat.
Yeah, I know, like it. So you officially kick off the Arts Fest with that.
And then you can go see, I think, Michael Franti and Spearhead perform the first night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They look like hippies. I saw a couple of their things. Every time they announce all the musical acts, I usually go on iTunes and sample a couple of songs.
Yeah, my one friend is very excited for Lake Street Dive, and I was not very familiar with them, and he made me a CD of them, and I really like them, so I'm looking forward to seeing them.
People still make CDs?
When you drive a 2003 Corolla that can only play CDs, then yes,
vintage.
They do.
Oh, I would make you a mixtape, but my or a mix CD, but my
have
Mac
technology that
my, my Mac doesn't even have CD output or input anymore. So
I'm living in the past.
It's okay.
Well, the whole time travel episode.
Well, the good thing is you can listen to live music down at the point.
Absolutely.
While enjoying a famous chicken on the stick. Which,
or the lobster burgers.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Which I love.
Whoa.
Did you got
explain.
That?
Oh, I get them every year. It's it always has like a huge line. It's kind of in like the Gateway Center Plaza. And it's basically like a crab cake kind of. It's, you know, okay. A bunch of like lobster meat. I'm using air quotes. I'm not 100% sure what's in it, but a lot of Old Bay seasoning and basically made into a patty. And then it's served on a bun. It's actually a little unceremonious the way they give it to you. Or it's just kind of like a dry, untoasted bun straight out of the bag. And then the lobster burger patty. But it's really good. It's just like, it's one of those things that like, you're like, yeah, I want it. And then you eat it and you're regretting a lot of decisions in your life, but I do it every year. I can't help myself.
Gotta live in the moment.
Yeah.
So is this like only an Arts Fest thing? Can you get it other times of year?
Yeah, I don't know where else it would be. I don't recall it. I mean, I don't know if they do.
I feel like this took over
Regatta.
Chicken on a stick, because I felt like chicken on a stick was the hot item at one point, the Arts Festival, and now it's the lobster burger, apparently.
Hmm. I don't know. I feel like that was the thing that like everyone I knew always went crazy for, and they're like, you got to try it. So I recommend it. I feel like you'll eat it. You can say you did it. You'll probably have a stomach ache, and then you'll do it again the next
this
year.
This is a highly qualified recommendation, but I think I might take you up on it anyway. Regrets and mediocre buns and all.
No regrets.
Well, if you also want to dive into the artist market, obviously there are a ton of different artists. It's 350 plus, actually, which I never even knew the number, but that's a good amount of artists that they have all throughout Gateway Plaza as well as the Point. And they have local as well as all around the country. I always talk about this. I'm sorry, but he is one of my favorites, and it was my first Three Rivers Arts Festival purchase, is Greg Stone. Greg Stones. And he does these little, I was trying to explain it to Sarah, and I did a really poor job of it, but they're cute little animations. Like the one I'm looking at now is a robot with like a bunny, and they're just adorable. You have to stop by and check out.
You had me at Robot and Bunny.
Yeah. I have little penguins one. So it actually is time to visit Greg Stones, because he has a whole line of penguins storylines for his animation. So I'm going to go ahead and say he's probably going to sell a lot of the penguins ones.
I would think so.
But I'm confused. These are animations?
They're cartoon drawings.
Okay. Like cells?
Cells or gotcha. Pictures. I don't know. I'm not an artist, so obviously I'm totally misspeaking on sketches.
I'm looking at like a very cute but slightly ominous looking.
They have zombies too.
Yeah, there's kind of like a large bunny robot going after little bunnies in a field.
He's great. So it was my first purchase. Also, Dave DiCello, who is a...
Is it DiCello or is it DiCello?
Oh.
I've often wondered that.
I don't know. I always say DiCello, but I don't know that that's correct.
That is a really good question.
This would be the local Twitter superstar photographer.
Yes.
Inspiring cityscapes of Pittsburgh.
I would love a correction, because I feel bad as an Italian to butcher his name. So, Dave, let us know. I have a cool story, is that I found out he flies with my cousin, who flies a helicopter, and that's how he gets all those aerial shots.
Oh.
Because I knew my cousin flew helicopters, and I saw an aerial shot of his on Facebook, and I thought, oh, I need to hook them up, because he does all these great aerial shots. And I ended up seeing my cousin maybe the week after I saw a really cool one. And I was like, do you know Dave DiCello? And he was
Dave
like,
D.
he was like, Yeah, he goes up with me all the time. So, small world. But
small world.
He has incredible shots. He actually sells them down at the visitor center at Fifth Avenue Place, but he has a booth, I believe, at the Three Rivers Arts Festival. And his shots are just incredible. If you haven't already checked them out, this is the time, because they're great frameable pieces for any occasion.
You know, like at IKEA, they've got like the giant like art section, yeah, right? And you can buy like a Paris cityscape or a, you know, famous cities. And then like then there's a Pittsburgh one, and it's just sort of a it's sort of
meh,
whatever. It's
maybe
not
he
great.
Needs to contact IKEA.
That's what I'm thinking. Ooh. Somebody needs to put IKEA, yeah, in touch with him.
You can never have too many pictures of Pittsburgh bridges.
I mean, assuming they're not selling those in IKEA stores in other cities, right? So they have, yeah, to pick a guy. Why,
yeah,
not him?
Yeah.
Well, I why also feel as if I've seen IKEA around at events and stuff. So I think that they do participate in local. So it's not a bad idea. We're just discussing marketing ideas for
Thanks
you.
Thanks for validating
Dave.
My idea, Rachel.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy to do that. But anyway, so back to the Arts Fest. They're also, yeah, going to be having a lot of different interactive pieces. So Center for Creative Reuse is going to be there, making different sort of creations out of reused objects, which if you haven't been to their location, it's pretty much a junk drawer.
Yeah,
an open
really
junk drawer. And you make whatever you'd like.
Some of the stuff there, I just don't understand how it I don't understand how it got there, where it came from, and how it's being sold.
I know. I featured them on Pittsburgh Today Live once, and my marketing assistant got a weird baby doll, and I was like, this is the freakiest thing I've ever seen. Get that away from me. But it's a really cool place.
It is cool, yeah.
And they'll be there making different creations. They'll also have a tech area that's with the Pittsburgh Tech Council. Oh. So you can check out that. And also the big thing is, I would say, the performances too.
Yeah.
So obviously we're heading into the next weekend, but I'm really excited for Guster.
Yeah.
You and Bill Peduto.
Yeah. Oh, is he a fan too?
They're Twitter pals.
Oh, was he at the dumpster play session?
I don't think so. He just tweeted them a bunch after and was like,
come. Sarah covered this story for our news.
Yes.
Oh,
hard-hitting journalism.
That and the sloth.
No, I think after they played, they got in like this big Twitter love fest where he was like, why don't you come to Pittsburgh and play a real show? And they were like, we love Pittsburgh. So then,
aww,
like, they made a big point to have them come to the Arts Fest and announce it.
I love it.
And then the sloth is on Twitter, too. I missed that part.
Oh, I was just saying her big stories are that and the sloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I got you.
I'm on the unofficial Pittsburgh Cuddles beat.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, the lion or the cub.
Leopard.
Yeah, sorry. I get confused. But that will be the following weekend, as well as local favorites. Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra will be performing that following weekend, as well as the Squonk Opera.
I don't know Squonk.
They
enjoy saying that name, though.
Human powered cycles of performance. I don't know. I've heard it's really cool.
Huh. Just check it out.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out.
I noticed in looking up different things that were happening during the Arts Fest, there's something happening with the Pittsburgh Watercolor Society. And I was just very delighted to know that Pittsburgh had a watercolor society.
It says that they'll be exhibiting watercolor artwork in Western. Oh, they've been exhibiting artwork for 70 years. So,
wow. How had I never heard of them?
I know.
I enjoy watercolors very much, actually.
That's the cool thing. And you know what also is cool? We have the bike share this year. So you'll be able to either grab a bike from the location that you're in and then head downtown. I know last year, I believe they had some sort of bike valet parking.
Oh, really? I don't recall that.
I don't know if they
Oh,
will.
Yeah. No, I think Bike Pittsburgh does that.
Yeah.
Day. That's awesome.
But yeah. I'm not sure if they're going to do it this year. I mean, the website, I'm just like scrolling down. There is a lot going on for the Arts Fest. But
yeah, there's more stuff than we could possibly cover.
Yeah, it's still a great time. Runs this weekend and next weekend. And then if we want to kind of get out of downtown or maybe go from downtown to another location. We also have Microbrewers Fest 2016, which I'm sure is right up Josh's alley.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. It is at Penn Brewery. And I don't know, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know if people realize that Penn Brewery has a really awesome outdoor patio.
I've only been to their Oktoberfest thing.
Out in the patio?
No, it was like in the parking garage because I think there's just so many people that it just kind of spilled out.
Well, there's a great patio in between the two, the brewery and I don't know what the other building is. I would assume it's their building, but there's a great patio there. And so it's just a great time for the being outdoors and imbibing on beer. And they are going to be doing that on Saturday from 5 to 8. And you're going to be able to obviously get some really great brews from Penn Brewery as well as various other breweries. So it's a pretty awesome event. And they obviously do a good job with their own beer. And they'll have a bunch of different other. I'm just looking at the list right now. I see Reclamation. I can't say it. Wait, how am I saying that?
Reclamation?
Yeah. Brewing Sounds Company, right. Mill Creek, which is up in Erie. And it's going to be a good time. So
you can rent a bike and ride it over from the Arts Fest to Penn Brewery.
Yeah. And then just to wrap up, Best Restaurants Party 2016, June 6th at Heinz Field. And that is a good time to enjoy 30 to 40 plus different restaurants in the Pittsburgh area and just find your next favorite restaurant because there's a lot of them there.
Dream come true. I can have a bite of everything.
Nice.
Yes, have a bite of everything. So enjoy the lovely weekend.
Lots to do. Go get you some art, get you some beer,
get culture,
get some food.
Yeah, all of the above. Rachel Carlson, Sarah Kovesh. Nice to see you guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.